we're going to welcome in our very first coach as stopping by to pay us a visit. He's been here for a while. Now, Dave Stupka of Elyria Catholic, Tom Evans said you were here at noon. He said you were so excited.
That's a little bit of an over-exaggeration, but I was here early.
Now, yes. The invite said 6 o'clock.
Yes, Dave. I know, but I had to get over here and have myself a nice burger, which was excellent, and want to thank WEOL and the Brew Kettle for hosting this tonight. And on behalf of Elyria Catholic, thank WEOL for just your great coverage of not only just high school football, of high school sports. And I can tell you that the community of Elyria Catholic really, really appreciates it.
Well, those are kind thoughts. Thank you, Coach. We appreciate that very much. But you're here to talk about Elyria Catholic football, not WEOL.
Yes.
So let's talk about the guys in green and white. Coming off a 6-4 season, but certainly you've got some talent coming back. Tell our listeners, number one, your expectations for the year, and then some of the key guys that you expect to play critical roles for EC this year.
Well, we're very optimistic heading into the season, and our expectation that was established at Elyria Catholic long before I was there is that we want to compete for a conference championship, make the postseason, and ultimately play in the final game of the year. That's always going to be our goal at Elyria Catholic. So as we look toward this season, we have a lot of work to do with regard to that, but we do have some talented individuals who are working very hard. Any conversation about our team would have to start with senior Donovan Warfield. Donovan is a 3-year starter in our program. He plays corner and safety, plays on all of our special teams, and is ready to have a great senior year. So he's been a very valuable member to our football program and has really improved. He was a very good player as a sophomore, but each year we've seen significant improvement with him. One of our most versatile and top players is junior Zach Evans. Zach is a very, very talented player, and as I've told people before, just has an unbelievable work ethic. So when he has that talent and that work ethic, he's going to do just about everything for us on offense, play tight end, wide receiver, H-back. And he's also one of our starting outside linebackers. So, those are two of the most prominent players that we have returning. There's other, obviously, other players on our team, which we're counting on heavily. Senior Gabe Hirsch and senior Andre Rodriguez will be two-way linemen for us. Michael Jesse will spend some time for us on offensive line as a senior. We're looking forward to coaching him. Another couple really promising and good juniors are Jack Decker, who'll be a two-way lineman for us, was our starting center last year, and Griffin Davies, who right now is a starting tackle for us on offense and will play considerably on defense.
Again, we're talking with Dave Stupka, head coach of Elyria Catholic, Tommy Evans.
Dave, you talked in the article a little bit about some two-way players and having to get four quarters out of them, and I got to tell you, I'm guilty as charged. I was at the Central Catholic game and left thinking that you had the game well in hand, and they came back on you last year. How do you get over that hump? And I know that that was a bitter pill for you guys at the end of the year last year, that you let some games slip away from you in the fourth quarter. And you talked about your guys are going two ways. You're playing some bigger schools, Bay, River, Normandy, Parma, Forge, that might have more depth than you. So your kids are called upon to do a little bit more. What kind of mindset do you have to get into them to finish these games off?
Well, we talk to them all the time and practice in a fashion that it's a 48-minute game. And the experiences that we had last year, we're either going to wither or we're going to grow from them. So our players chose, after we lost a close game to Cleveland Central Catholic, we lost another close one to Parma. We lost another close one to Holy Name in mid-season. And our players really reached a moment of truth, and so in terms of losing those close games, so we just hung tough, and the only way that we're going to learn to win those fourth quarters is to do it. So last season we were 3-4 with three games left to play, and know, we won our fourth game to go 4-4, and then we beat a very good Rocky River team and played an unbelievable fourth quarter against them. And then finished off the season playing at Gilmore, where we were really challenged in the fourth quarter, and we came through and we won the game. So I think those experiences at the end of 2016 speak to us being able to finish games, and it really hasn't been an issue as we've entered into 2017. We kind of put that to bed in terms of our performance at the end of last year and the opportunities that we had. But it definitely is a challenge as we go into the season.
Dave, with the opener being a week from Friday already, it's hard to believe. Do you sense, having watched your team two-a-day scrimmages and the like, is your offense right now ahead of your defense, your defense ahead of your offense? What have you liked from what you've seen on both sides of the ball?
Well, I think at times the offense looks like it's ahead. At times the defense looks like it's ahead. So I really couldn't tell you in terms of that which side of the ball, because as Tom mentioned, we have so many guys who do play both ways, and we're looking for contributions from guys on both sides of the ball. So it's about equal right now. So I think what we're pleased with is the improvement since we started back on July 31st with official practices. We've gotten a little bit better each day. I'm especially pleased with how we perform versus a very, very good Columbia team. Jason Ward does a great job over Columbia. And for about the first 25 or 30 plays of that scrimmage, overall, Columbia really took it to us. And there was a weather delay. We went in the locker room, and we came back out. And after that, you know, we kind of got our feet underneath us, and we played much better in terms of the rest of that scrimmage. And it kind of been a springboard for us as we started this week and get ready to prepare for Brookside.
That's what I was going to ask you about, because I heard that the weather delay was a little bit of a growing up period, that you got back in the locker room, you had a little come-to-Jesus talk, and the kids came out and had a little bit different attitude after the weather delay.
Well, I don't know what a come-to-Jesus talk is, but
come on, you're an ABC Catholic, Dave. You have to know what a come-to-Jesus talk is.
Oh, I'm in big trouble now. But
but
you know,
sometimes you'll find out a lot about a team in a moment like that.
Yes. Well, you know, we talked in the locker room, and we said, listen, you know, we've kind of been pushed around the first part of this scrimmage, and we have two ways to go. Okay, we're either going to compete or we're not going to compete. And it's one of the things that we work on all the time, is that you're either competing or you're not competing. And I said, right now you got an opportunity to go out and compete, be determined, or you can just say today's not our day. They chose the first, and we finished the scrimmage on a strong note.
Dave, kind of looking at the season overall, what would please you? Sitting here right now, what would make you say this would be a good Elyria Catholic football season?
Well, in terms of our players, I want them all to reach their potential. That would be a great season for us in terms of football. I want them to reach their potential. But you're trying to pin me down here in terms of, you know, and I'll go back to what would make us happy, okay? And what our goal always is to contend for that league championship in week 10, okay? Qualify for the postseason and have success in the postseason. That's what this team, I think, is capable of, and that's what their goals are in terms of this.
And as you look at a Bay, Holy Name, Rocky River, Parma, those type of teams that finished above you last year, is this team, as I mentioned earlier, now ready to take that step to get over that hump and be in competition for a league championship at the end?
You know, I'm not a prognosticator. That's for the guys in the media and everything like that. And I can tell you that if our players continue their improvement and continue to work to get better, we're going to have a good chance of doing that. We can't control what Parma does or Bay or Holy Name. We can't control what they do. Those are all fine football programs with fine coaches, and we can't do anything about that. All we can do is if we do our best to control the things that we can control, we're going to be in a good position to do those things.
And if I can get one more question in real quick. You mentioned winning those final few games. Did that momentum going into the offseason, do you sense that kind of carried the guys through? I mean, it's better to go into the offseason on a winning streak than a losing streak.
Yes.
And even though it was several months back, Did it carry you?
I think it was critically important to us in terms of carrying over into 2017, simply because we don't talk about those heartbreaking losses at all, because you remember them, but it's not there in the building. It's not on the practice field. It's like, hey, we know that we had to grow from those missed opportunities that we had, and we felt that we did in the latter part of 2016. So it's kind of over and done with, and this is a new year, and we know we can do it now. And so usually it's because of lack of confidence, and maybe those things happen because of lack of confidence, a weakness in our organization. So now our players seem to have confidence that they did it. Okay, so once you do it one time, you could do it again, right?
There you go. All right, we know you've been here 6.5 hours.
Yes.
So we're going to let you go, man.
I'm in trouble not only at school. Mrs. Stupka's going to ask me where I was.
Just tell her Dave Pasinka threw you under the bus. That was Dave.
She might be happy.
Good stuff, man. Hey, we appreciate you stopping by. Thanks, Dave. That's Dave Stupka, the head coach of the Elyria Catholic Panthers, as he joins us at the table here at the Brew Kettle.